I was running a training session last week with a group of leaders, and someone spoke up and said, I don't like conflict, but no one does. It really got me thinking, and we sort of had a big conversation following it about the importance of conflict. And I don't know how you feel as an individual, but I'll be honest, conflict is not something that bothers me. And today I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the power of constructive clashes and why we need conflict at work. Because frankly, I think conflict gets a really bad rap. And today we are going into what does healthy conflict look like and how do we create an environment and a culture where conflict is an integral part of a thriving team. So here we go. Hey there. Before we dive into today's episode, I have some exciting news to share. If you've been on a leadership journey with me through this podcast and are eager to take the next step, then this is for you. I will shortly be opening the doors for a new intake of coaching clients. So if you're ready to elevate your leadership skills, achieve your career goals, and create sustainable results, then I invite you to find out how I can help you through this exclusive coaching program. Now, believe me, you won't want to miss this opportunity to invest in your growth as a leader. To learn more, head over to my website, rebeccabangura.com, or find the link in the show notes. Okay, now it's time to enjoy today's episode. Now, this idea that conflict is a bad thing is something I hear repeated time and time again from leaders, from teams, and I think this really warrants further investigation because in an environment where organizations are desperate to attract and retain and develop good talent, at an organizational level, I hear people shy away from conflict, or I see them perceive conflict as being an inherently negative thing, something that is destructive to teams, to relationships. And today I really want to myth bust this one because I genuinely do not believe that that is what conflict is or should be in our workplaces. And I think this narrative around conflict really plays out because of three key reasons. The first is there are some people who just don't like conflict. They find it personally uncomfortable and so they shy away from it and they think that that is normal and okay. The second reason is there are some leaders who like to surround themselves with people who agree with them a lot, who pump up their tires and support their direction unquestioningly. And the third reason is I think often in our current environment, organizations are focused on attracting and retaining and developing top talent. And somewhere along the lines, we have thought that conflict makes employees unhappy and is something to be avoided. And I do not believe this is the case at all. I think that any workplace that is lacking conflict is probably a pretty dull place to work because I think conflict is what drives great ideas and inspires action. And when there is a complete absence of conflict, it generally shows that we have a team that are either too scared or unwilling to speak up, or they are genuinely devoid of fresh ideas and perspectives, and neither of those situations are good. I think what we should always be looking for in every relationship and in every team is to have a healthy, constructive relationship to conflict where people are able to speak up, share ideas, and challenge each other to think differently about problems and opportunities. And through that process, I think that is where we really drive organizational growth in terms of bottom line results, but also in terms of having a thriving culture where people can genuinely show up as themselves, have opinions, share ideas, take risks, and explore new ways of doing things and new ways of thinking, which is something that we desperately need in the property and construction industry. We need more diverse thinking. And again, all of the research shows that when we have diverse groups of people, organizations perform better. And so it's important that we not only have the diversity, but we also have that inclusion where people are able to speak up and bring their different perspectives to the table. And ultimately, that will result in some conflict, some disagreement around what is the right outcome. And what we want to have is a situation where everyone's voice is valued and people feel safe enough to speak up and share new ideas and challenge the status quo in order to create better outcomes. And this is really the distinction between destructive conflict and constructive conflict. And when we create an environment for constructive conflict, that is when we see enhanced problem-solving skills, we see more innovation, and we see improved decision-making processes. And so you may be thinking, how do I know the difference between constructive and destructive conflict? And I think it's important to kind of start with this idea of what is conflict, right? It is ultimately a situation or a process where there is a disagreement between individuals or a group or around ideas. And those differences sometimes arise from different opinions, different interests, or different perspectives and expectations. And when we can open the conversation up and hear different views and engage in meaningful debate, that is where the best solutions come from. And so you might be wondering, you know, what is the difference between constructive conflict and destructive conflict? And so I want to run through the distinctions. And it's important for each of us as we engage in these difficult conversations that we know the difference and we know the boundaries of each. So when we talk about constructive conflict, we are talking about focusing on the ideas, right, and the issues. We are coming at it from a perspective of problem solving. It's really about how do we enhance our understanding and cooperate together to create the best outcome. And it really requires everyone at the table to show up and be open and honest and bring their wealth of experience and perspective and insight to the challenge at hand. And in that conversation, in that constructive conflict environment, everyone's viewpoint is respected and people are treated equally and kindly, even if we don't agree or understand what the other person is putting forward. And constructive conflict really is seeking the win-win solution, right? We want to find the best possible outcome. And it can only exist when we have strong relationships in place and a real team bond that allows us to essentially be vulnerable with each other and challenge and share ideas that may not necessarily be well liked or well understood in the first instance. And when we can do that, it really sets the trajectory of the conversation on a different path. And it allows ideas to evolve into new and different and unexplored territory. And that process, you know, when it's done well in a good environment and where there is, you know, psychological safety, it's fun. It is what stimulates people and it's what inspires people to think bigger, to do things differently and to take risks. And we can only really create that environment with each other when we treat each other with empathy and we have enough emotional intelligence to really manage the situation and ensure that all participants feel heard and validated. And it is not about anyone being right or wrong. It is about having the debate and knowing what debates are worth having so that we can move the needle in the business. I hope you've been enjoying the episode. I want to take a moment to let you know about my 5-step leadership framework. This is for anyone aspiring to be an exceptional leader, create high-functioning teams, and drive consistent and sustainable results. Head over to my website, rebeccabangura.com, to get your free copy or find a link in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the episode. Now, if you kind of look at the flip side of that, when we look at destructive conflict, right, this is when we see personal attacks. We see a focus on the individuals and what they do and what they say rather than the issues and the discussion points at hand. And when we have that sort of destructive conflict situation, it absolutely stifles creativity and it discourages new ideas. And people won't speak up, right? They don't want to risk damaging relationships or being perceived a certain way by their leaders or by their peers. And so they keep their insights and their opinions to themselves. And ultimately, they end up withholding information, right? And they end up kind of faking it or going along with something that they don't necessarily agree with. And this is a huge loss, because this is where we don't see that benefit of diverse thinking. And ultimately, it ends up often resulting in kind of a win-lose situation or a lose-lose outcome, because people aren't willing to dig a little deeper and really share what's on their mind. And that often comes from having been in a situation or an environment where people's perspectives are disregarded or devalued, or there's an authoritarian leader who doesn't seek out feedback or other perspectives. And in that environment, I can tell you, a team is not working to its full potential. There is no team cohesion. There is very limited trust, and it hinders everyone in that team's ability to pursue the organization's greater goals and really feel supported in their own development and their own growth. And it can be characterized by that sort of emotional outburst or irrational behaviors. And genuinely, people just feel unheard or invalidated. And no one, I'm telling you, shows up and does their best work in that environment. And so I think it's so important for every single one of us to think about, what is our relationship with conflict? Are we comfortable with it? Are we not? And to remember that as a team, we are never trying to all be in agreement, right? Consensus is not the goal. What we want is to have the right conversations about the right issues and to be open to new ideas and to be able to constructively explore other possibilities. And I think one of the most important things to do that, to really foster that culture of constructive conflict, is to talk about it, to talk about the importance of fresh thinking and speaking up and leadership, setting the example and setting a context where people are encouraged to bring their ideas to the table. And that really is done by promoting that open communication and ensuring there is that safe space for expressing different ideas and opinions. And I know I've been in many situations where I've had conflict with my teammates, my peers, my colleagues, and often my managers. And I'm quite comfortable with conflict situations. So I don't shy away from them as some people, you know, naturally do. But when there have been moments of conflict and tension, it has generally led to a much deeper level of conversation. We have stripped away the surface issues and gotten to the crux of problems and opportunities. And we've had really heated and insightful debates that bring up things that I've never thought about or considered, and vice versa. And, you know, I'm thinking of one particular example. I had a leader and we were talking about how we accommodate return to work parents. And we had really different perspectives, right? He was an older male with older children who had had a different support network when his children were young. And I had a perspective of a mum with young children who had returned to work. And the truth is, we both had really valid points from different perspectives. And it wasn't until we were willing to be vulnerable and share and challenge each other that we could create the best outcome, because neither one of us was completely right or completely wrong, right? It was actually the combination of our thinking that created a much better solution for the rest of the team returning to work, and how we approached that as a group, because we were willing to dig deeper, because we were willing to have a quite uncomfortable conversation, or series of conversations in this case, around the topic. And we were able to set aside our own personal agendas in order to engage in a much deeper debate and much better outcomes, which I don't think we would have come to if we had not had both perspectives. And I see this time and time again. I have throughout my career, and, you know, and having been a project manager for 15, 20 years, I've often been in that position of managing competing interests and competing perspectives. And I think that role helps you navigate conflict in a way that ensures we achieve the end result as a group. And that can often be as simple as, how do we speak to each other? You know, what tone of voice is acceptable? What language is acceptable? Can we raise our voices? And I think having the conversation and having the ground rules for how we engage in what are often challenging conversations is really important, because it gives us a level playing field to come to the conversation and ensures everyone's able to communicate effectively and really engage in a much deeper level of listening and take on new ideas. And the truth is that it's often difficult, it's often uncomfortable, but it is necessary if we want to keep being innovative, if we want to keep driving growth, and if we want to really engage and connect with our work on a personal level. Because as I said, if there is never conflict, then things are pretty boring. They're pretty dull. And usually there is very limited growth in that situation. And there's a saying, you know, if you're not growing, you're going backwards. And I think that's true. I think we all need to be pushing forwards and challenging ourselves and challenging each other to be better, to be different, and to shake up the status quo. And as a leader, it is so important to model that constructive conflict not just behind closed doors, but in a way that people can relate to and people can see. And the truth is, I think we look at quite often our politicians and we see them slagging each other off and throwing mud. And it sets a really terrible example for the standard of conflict and debate that we want to lead our countries. And I think as leaders within a business, we need to be that example that is not only respectful, but genuinely interested in creating something great and stepping away from our comfort zones in order to ensure that we can do that. And I think fundamental to all of this is we need to have a genuine basis of trust and support within an organization. And we need to be clear on what we're all working towards. And we have to create a workplace that is not only safe for people to show up as who they are and share their ideas, but also values that, where we recognize that no one person has all the answers. And the more information and perspective we can glean from each other, the better outcome we will create together. And so I want to leave you this. I want you to think about, is there a conversation or a topic that you have avoided speaking up on because you don't want to have the conflict? You don't want to have that debate or be perceived as being difficult or not a team player. And I want to challenge you to really think about if it was your role to speak up and to share your ideas, knowing that you were supported and trusted, what would you do differently? How would you show up? What information would you share? And really think through what would be the benefit of other people hearing that voice, hearing that perspective at the table. Because we talk so much in our industry around how we need more women and more people from different diverse backgrounds in the property and in the construction industry. We need to shift away from leadership being old white men. And whilst we're seeing change in that direction, we are not seeing enough of it. And we won't see enough change until each one of us is willing to step up and be vulnerable and move the needle forward for our organizations and for the places we are building and the communities that we are contributing to through those built environments. And this is not a once-off, do-and-forget conversation. The idea of constructive conflict is something that we need to keep coming back to as an individual and as a group so that we keep pushing the needle forward and we keep driving genuine change and better outcomes across the industry. Because I know that you have so many brilliant ideas that you are probably holding back on, and that serves no one. So I invite you to step up, to share your thoughts, to have a seat at the table, and know that that is how we will move forward as an industry and become better and stronger every day. Okay, my beautiful friend, until next time, keep having those difficult conversations and focus on cultivating constructive conflict. You've got this. Thanks for joining me on the Building Up Leaders in Property podcast. If you'd like to find out how I can support you on your journey to becoming an exceptional leader, then head over to rebeccabangura.com or follow the link in the show notes to find out more. Have a beautiful day, and I'll see you next time.